Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hi, I'm Robin Rock. Joining me today, Dr. Ami Shah, an oncologist at Northwestern Medicine.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It is October. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And this is such a big deal because 1 in 8 women are diagnosed in their lifetime with breast cancer. If you have been diagnosed, what factors influence your breast cancer treatment plan?
I would say, broadly speaking, 3 main buckets that influence the treatment plan. The first is the tumor features itself. This is what can we learn from the cancer cells. This is information that we learn from the biopsy. It gives us information about how aggressive a tumor is, and most importantly, what subtype the breast cancer is. Breast cancer is divided into 3 main subtypes. This is the hormone receptor positive or estrogen-driven subtype of breast cancer, the HER2 positive or HER2-driven breast cancers, and triple negative breast cancer. The second bucket that we need to know to determine the treatment plan is the stage of the cancer. And we figure this out based on scans, based on symptoms, and based on biopsies. And then we pull that information together to study how big is a tumor, does it involve lymph nodes, and are there signs that it has traveled elsewhere in the body. And then the third factor that's important is the patient. It's what is their health like? How active are they? What are their own goals and preferences? And once we think through these 3 buckets, we can determine how to put together a treatment plan that's most appropriate for that situation.
Now, not every treatment plan involves surgery, correct?
That's correct. But the majority of early stage breast cancers, so stage 1, 2, and 3 breast cancers, will have surgery as an important part of their treatment plan. I often explain to my patients that cancer is like a weed that grew in the body. And our job, our goal is to get rid of that weed, but also to get rid of any roots and seeds that may have traveled through the body. And surgery is the mainstay of actually just removing that weed. And so it's what's required to remove the tumor and to evaluate lymph nodes in that nearby area. There's several different approaches at surgery as well. The kind of 2 main buckets that we categorize is some patients receive a lumpectomy where a portion of the breast is removed, and other patients are treated with a mastectomy where the full breast is removed. And then we also, in most cases, evaluate lymph nodes in the armpit. So at least the sentinel lymph nodes or the initial lymph nodes that drain the breast, and sometimes additional lymph nodes need to be removed as well.
You're joining us for Voices of Better Medicine. We're talking to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. And we're talking about breast cancer treatments. And I'm just curious, are there any breakthrough treatments right now? Anything that you know of or that should be on our radar?
Yeah, there are treatments that my patients are receiving now that 5 or 10 years ago were not even on our radar. Having these options to offer our patients means that we can cure more patients with early stage disease, and we can help patients with metastatic disease live longer and live better. For hormone receptor positive breast cancers, CDK4/6 inhibitors have been probably the most important advance of this decade. And these are pills that allow many patients with metastatic breast cancer that's hormonally driven to have very good disease control with pills that they take at home or as they travel or live the rest of their life. Across the other subtypes, we also have really important advances. And then I think the other really important advance is in the use of immunotherapy for triple negative breast cancer. We think we're curing more and more patients with triple negative breast cancer because of the use of this.
I love that it's not a one-size-fits-all treatment plan at Northwestern Medicine. I love that.
Absolutely not. We really want to make sure that we are determining what's going to work for this patient in this situation.
So talk to me about integrative medicine and what kind of a role that plays with patients with breast cancer at Northwestern Medicine.
So our goal is the best outcomes for the patient. And that means curing and controlling the breast cancer, but also thinking about patients and their side effects and their quality of life. And I think integrative medicine, as well as other of our allied health professions, can be really important resources and tools to help our patients through each step of the way. I think that, as we've talked about, there's a large team of people that are involved in the care of breast cancer patients, and that includes their primary care doctors or integrative medicine doctors. It can include physical therapists, social workers, nutritionists. And we're often not looking necessarily to add supplements to our proven therapy, but to make sure that at least that our patients are eating the best balanced diets that they can to replace nutrients that they're deficient in and to try to address side effects or symptoms that may come up along the way.
Well, before we wrap up Voices of Better Medicine with Dr. Ami Shah, what one thing would you tell listeners to remember when developing their treatment plan?
Basically, I want them to know that the process of determining the treatment plan can be involved, but that breast cancer is highly treatable and that those treatments can vary from person to person and that sometimes it takes a few steps to figure out that best treatment plan. But once we're able to do that, we will walk them through every step of the way.
And it is not just one doctor. When you go to Northwestern Medicine, cancer is a big word. You've got a big treatment plan, correct?
You need comprehensive care for cancer. And so it is a comprehensive cancer center that includes therapies for patients with breast cancer. That's going to be from medical oncology, from surgical oncology, from radiation oncology, from nutrition and from physical therapy, and all of the other important players in making sure we're taking care of the whole patient.
Thank you for joining us for Voices of Better Medicine. Dr. Ami Shah, it was a pleasure today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.